Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Tons to get into, even though the sports world isn't really happening right now. Everything's on lockdown, shutdown, but the NFL draft did take place over the weekend, and people's lives were changed, so a lot of good things happening in that sense. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. I mean, yeah, the draft happened, and, you know, all these players got put on, you know, teams. They lived the dream, but like you said, they didn't get to live the ultimate dream by walking across the stage, shaking hands with the commish, hugging the commissioner, you know, but it just is what it is in these unique times, man.
Yeah, I think that's a very well said on your part as to how we have to adapt and how we have to adjust and how we just need to be willing to change with whatever's happening around us. I think that ultimately, when you think about life in general, it's always about compromise. It's always about figuring out how to change with the times. And that's where we're at right now, to be honest with you. And obviously, we'll talk about the Michael Jordan Last Dance in this hour as well, because that's near and dear to both of yours and my heart. I know as a kid, that dude broke my heart so many times. But at the same time, I knew I was watching greatness. And speaking of greatness, on the other side, we will talk to Phil Gracio, former lead executive of marketing and sales for the NFL, also former VP of General Motors in charge of the sports marketing and advertising. So keep it close. Intriguing. Will be interesting to hear what he has to say.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And we're going to jump out to the phones and bring on our next guest in, Phil Gracio, former lead executive of marketing and sales for the NFL, as well as the former VP of General Motors in charge of sports marketing and advertising. Good morning, Phil. I hope I'm not cutting into your golf schedule too bad today, my friend.
No, it's too early. I was up. I made our brunch Bloody Marys, and I'm ready to go.
All right, good deal. So let's not beat around the bush. Let's just get right into this thing. The NFL draft took place, and the dynamics were extremely interesting, obviously, as we're doing these things virtually these days because of the time that we're living in. So in your humble opinion, do you think the production of the NFL draft went as well or better than could have imagined?
Well, I think the production went as well as you could have imagined. I mean, anyone who's been on a Zoom teleconference or a Skype conference knows that you can invariably expect some glitches, some pixeling, and that wasn't the case here. And I think that really is a testament to the NFL's preparation for this. I mean, people look at that and they think that someone just put on turned on their camera, but the NFL did communication kits for each of the draftees that were involved in the selection process. They probably tested it 10 or 12 times from what I hear from my contacts in New York. There were very specific instructions to the draftees, and it turns out, to set this up and how to use it. So the fact that it went off almost flawlessly is not an accident or the luck of the NFL. It's a function of deep preparation and communication, which is really sort of a hallmark of the way Goodell runs the league.
Phil, this is Mike Wilson here. Nice to meet you. The thing that I want to know, in your experience with some stuff like this, do you think they're going to incorporate what they did this year into next year's draft, assuming next year's draft is back to normal? I mean, are there things that they can transfer over from what they learned this year to next year?
I'll give you an opinion. I don't have any inside information on this one, but I think some of the elements of going deeper into the family life that were introduced into this program will be incorporated in next year. But I will tell you this. Now, you know, we all know by now it was one of the highest rated television events of sports events for ESPN for quite a while. But by the same token, what really makes the NFL, and I can tell you this from having worked there for a while, is the passion of the fans. So the thing that you don't get from remote visualization of the draft is the passion of the fans. So if you think about previous drafts and the way they use location to cut the fans in cafes or out on a street watching a jumbotron, reacting to the draft selections, that is unique in all of sports, that kind of situation. So it's highly doubtful that the NFL will eliminate that. And I think you want to see that. I mean, I want to see the people sitting in the bar in Green Bay when they make their pick. You lose that through the current technical production of the draft. So I think they're going to bring back that. On the other hand, the draft, you can't cover everyone during a televised draft performance. So I think some of the things they did on virtual and digital are going to be incorporated, primarily sort of the background pieces regarding the players.
All right. So, you know, I mean, you incorporate all of this. Is there something that, you know, with the commissioner, you know, a lot of people like to criticize him. I personally think he's a pretty good commissioner, considering what he has to deal with. I mean, what are your thoughts with how Roger Goodell runs the NFL?
Well, you know, I worked with him for a number of years. I've also worked with CEOs of major companies like General Motors and Procter & Gamble and Kraft Nabisco. So, and I've worked with all the other commissioners when I was at General Motors and I was running the sports. I know them all. And I would say that if you rate him, you're going to give him high marks. First of all, what people don't see about Goodell, he's very smart. He's very studied. And what people don't see is that he listens. And he has surrounded himself. He tends to surround himself with good people, and he listens to them. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
I was there when NFL Network was launched. Steve Bornstein was brought in from ESPN. He used to be president of ESPN. He built the network. He was the president of ABC. He came in to build the NFL Network. I was responsible for advertising, sales. And so you bring in one of the number one guy in cable sports to build your network, and you bring in a team of sales specialists who know how to sell it. And at that point in time, it was not clear that it was going to be the success that it was, but it was. So, you know, I give Goodell very high marks for that. I can remember I knew him before he was commissioner, and through the ramp up to him becoming a commissioner. And I was basically advising the NFL on marketing sponsorship matters. And what I can tell you is, in the vernacular, he gets it. What you also don't see, when you don't see him on television, the guy is very tough. I mean, he's not a guy you want to meet in the middle of a business street brawl. He's a very tough guy. And he bleeds whatever combination of NFL colors on. So, you know, I think he's done a hell of a job in some cases under very trying circumstances. There's only one thing that disappoints me. One thing, or maybe
What's that?
Two. You want to hear it? You want to hear it? Well, in
Absolutely.
One of his interviews, and in one of his interviews, ramping up to the digital broadcast of the league of the draft, he said, well, they asked him, what are you going to do between draftees? Because normally when he's on the stage, he's back there, there's a camera on him. He said, oh, I may go into the laundry. He was in his basement, go into the laundry room and fold some laundry. Well, Christ, I wanted him to see him fold some laundry. He never did it. The other thing is, in his basement, they had his monitor behind him. It looked like a 50-inch TV screen. My other comment would be, geez, Roger, get an 80-inch baby. You're the commissioner of the NFL. You're going to watch games on a 50-inch screen? Other than that, I think they did a hell of a job.
I agree with you. That's the voice of Phil Gracio, former lead executive of marketing and sales for the NFL, as well as the VP of General Motors in charge of sports marketing and advertising. Hey, let me ask you this, Phil, because this is the million-dollar question. How and when do you think that they can bring the NFL back? Will things be on time? If they're not on time, when would they have to cut it off so that they don't play an NFL season? And ultimately, that would be a disappointment for everybody. So how does the NFL roll out the next season?
Well, you know, I think that the biggest issue right now is before you even develop those plans, and I guarantee you they're working on contingency plans, like a 401 plan where you fill an 80,000-foot stadium, an 80,000-seat stadium with 20,000 people, is this, all the states have different regulations. So in California, the governor said no public gatherings until after the first of the year. Well, if the NFL wants to create a late start like in November, okay, well, and if California is closed, which includes three teams, well, then how do you do that? You know, that's one of the gnarly issues. Would you play them out of the state? But I think they're going. I think football is going to be back by the end of the year. I think they'll find a way to deal with a limited, socially responsible from a standpoint of separation audience in the stadiums. They can use technology to add sound effects for the viewers at home, and we're going to see football again.
I hope you're right, Phil Gracio. That would be wonderful because obviously we can't continue to not have sports. We all see how important they are to our lives, our livelihood, and just our overall well-being, to be honest with you. So have a good day. Get out on the golf course. Enjoy yourself, Phil.
Hey, man, the way I played yesterday, I may never go out there again, Andy.
Well, whatever it is, enjoy whatever you do today, and we appreciate you taking time out with us, okay?
Take care. Bye-bye.
Phil Gracio, former lead executive of marketing and sales for the NFL, as well as VP of General Motors, in charge of the sports marketing and advertising, gave us a pretty good idea of how things could potentially get maybe 20,000 fans, and that's it. Anyways, I hear the music. Gotta take a break. We'll do it. We'll come back, and we'll continue to rap about the sports world. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Second pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Barkley trying to bounce it. And does escape. Saquon Barkley in the clear. Still going. Saquon Barkley all the way to the end zone. Electric, 79 yards.
Jackson through the progression. Now wants to go deep toward the end zone. His receiver makes the catch for a touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check out all the social media stuff on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. And Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. In case you missed it, we did just get done with Phil Grassio, former lead executive of marketing and sales for the NFL, as well as the former VP of General Motors in charge of sports marketing and advertising for them. And quite frankly, I thought it was relatively interesting to hear that comment about 20,000 fans potentially in the stands when we know that they hold about 80,000 fans for the most part, somewhere in that neighborhood. Let's just go with that number as a general number. But I think the dynamics of it, Mike, are interesting in the sense of with 20,000 fans in the stands, you're going to be able to have that crowd atmosphere. You'll also be able to have people potentially social distancing enough from each other, I guess. But ultimately, you got to figure out how to put the people back in the stands, but you got to figure out how to do it so that you're not endangering more lives as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. You got to figure out how you're not going to endanger anybody's life out there. I mean, look, we all want sports back, but we want sports back in a responsible, healthy way. So, you know, at the end of the day, and I'm speaking jokingly about this, I mean, look, you put 20,000 people in the stands and, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars may think they have a sellout. but for most teams, you know, at least there's going to be fans there. You know, I mean, that's the other side of the argument and kind of add some realism to the game. I mean, you can play these games, whether they're baseball, football, the NBA, you know, and these great announcers that we have in this country for each one of those sports can do the best job. They can hit it out of the park, but there's nothing like having that background noise of the fans reacting to a flag being thrown, a foul being called, a goal, a home run. You know, there's nothing like that. So, it's going to be tough to get this going, and like when we talked about earlier, you know, it could be just, you know, this is just pie in the sky kind of thinking. in terms of getting these sports back. And if some of these sports just say, hey, we're just gonna cut our losses and look forward to 2021, you know, I'm gonna be disappointed, but I'm not gonna be disappointed to the extent that, you know, I'm gonna be just not watching sports anymore. I'll get it. I'll understand. But it's going to be interesting to see how the country reopens and how we get back to what we were used to as our normal.
Okay, but with all that being said, let me ask you this. I personally think that the NBA and the NFL have the best chance to roll out their season or to get back to their season in this case of the NBA, because you can go to an NBA arena 12 months out of the year, right? You're going to be inside. It really makes no difference. NFL, I think people are so nuts, right, that they'd go in winter, they'd go in summer, they'd go in spring, they'd go in fall. Doesn't really make a difference. I think it's a little difficult with baseball because you have people sitting outside in those stands, and it's hot with the baseball players. I don't know if that necessarily works the same way, whereas I just feel like people crave the NFL so badly. And again, with the NBA, it's an indoor sport. You can play that all year round. I actually think, you know, if you're going to pull out a couple of sports that have a great shot, the NFL and the NBA have a great shot to come back at any moment in time. It's just a matter of the dynamics and if they can do it, if it makes sense. I mean, ultimately, you can go to those two things any time during the year, and I think people will embrace it. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I think with football and the NFL and college football have the thing of time. You know, they don't typically start up and for a few more months, so they have a little bit more time to see how all this is kind of playing out, to kind of plan and make backup plans for what they want to do. Basketball. You know, typically you got training camp in October, and if you're going to start up, let's say you're going to start up in June, and you want to finish out the season, okay, you finish out the season, then you got the playoffs. Playoffs usually take about a month, month and a half, so now you're talking August. These players, will start back up, and I don't know if that is going to be something that the players are going to be agreeable to, because, you know, the players have to buy into this, in terms of the NBA, in terms of the NFL, but, it's just, there's so much unknown, Andy, that, you know, we can speculate until the cows want to come home on this, but at the end of the day, it's the virus that's going to dictate when we can do things.
I agree. It's a scary time because obviously people want to get back to what they think is normal. They want to get back to going out and being around crowded places, interacting with people. I understand it. I get it. I want the same thing. But with that being said, I'm not going to put myself, my family, or anybody that I love and care about in harm's way. So we're going to proceed with this relatively slowly, even when they tell us it's okay out here to go out and go do your thing. I'm telling you right now, my family, we're waiting at least another 30 days after that. And moving forward, Mike, I got news for you. We're just doing things different. And you know, there's certain people that say, hey, get with the program. Well, I'll tell you what, you better get with my program if you're living in my household. Otherwise, we're going to have problems. And even when the government tells us, hey, it's okay, you can go back and do things like you normally would, I'm not living that way anymore. And I think that, quite frankly, a lot of people should think about how they live moving forward and not be so selfish and say, hey, I'm just going to go to this game because I can go. You know what? You can watch it on TV just as easily, and they're going to need – I'm sorry, but truth be told, Mike, they're going to need those advertising dollars for TV as much as they need people going to the stadiums these days, because I think you're going to rely really heavily on the advertising dollars from the TV moving forward, at least in the near future.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's – Now, that's one of the two big things where the bread is buttered is with those advertising dollars. So the, you know, the NBA, the NFL, the Major League Baseball, those executives are not stupid, and they're going to want to get this going so they can get those advertising dollars, you know, from the networks and all those kind of things. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think, you know, and I think the rest of the country is like this. There's not going to be a mat, no matter when it reopens, you know, like almost basically completely, there's not going to be a mad rush to get back around a bunch of people. I don't think, as much as I want to go back to the gym and start working out, I'm not going to be in a particularly huge rush to get inside a building with, you know, 100 other people that I really don't know, sweating, working out, all those kind of things, especially going to, you know, you and I go to ASU events. You know, I don't think you and I are going to be in any particular hurry to sit in an arena, sit in Sun Devil Stadium with 55,000 other people watching the game and those kind of things. I just think that for you and I, that would be irresponsible for you and I to put ourselves in that kind of danger and to put our families in that kind of danger, you know, when we come home from the game. So I don't think there's going to be a mad rush to be around a bunch of people. So people just have to be patient, and we're not showing a bunch of patience in this country right now.
I'm a little disappointed, man, because I was about ready to put you back on assignment and send you out to, like, Las Vegas to go see what the casinos are like here in the next couple of weeks. I'm just kidding around, but obviously it does change our lives. It changed our livelihood. We love going to games. We love getting those interviews, and it definitely sucked, man, but we got to be responsible. Speaking of responsible, got to take a break. So we'll do that. We'll come back, and we got to get into the Michael Jordan thing a little bit on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sport Weekend Edition.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Attention self-employed individuals, 1099 independent contractors, and small business owners. If you missed the first round of funding from the Coronavirus Relief Program, you now have a second chance. But do not delay, funds are limited and you need to take action right now. Thanks to new federal funding, you can receive an advance of up to $10,000 deposited directly into your bank account without ever talking to a bank. We're SBAQuick.com, and we're here to help. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 to speak with a representative and learn if you or your small business qualify for funding. There's no obligation and no banks to deal with, so don't miss this opportunity. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive. That's 888-SBA-NOW-8 or visit SBAQuick.com. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at signup today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it. Drum solo. Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us in a couple of different ways. Hit us up on the phone. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Check us out on all the different social media stuff as well. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. And Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of that, I just thought of this in my head because earlier we heard that Saquon Barkley highlight of him running in a touchdown. And a couple of weeks back, if I'm not mistaken, you came up with like four dudes that you think are the best running backs in the NFL. And Saquon Barkley wasn't even anywhere near that list, Mike Wilson, was he?
Well, I'm sure he was near the list, but I only kept the list to a certain, you know, four guys. So, you know, I just go on what I want to do, and if some guys are not on there, some guys are not on there. So, you know, you can, I don't know, Dorf, if you're a big Barkley fan, you can go cry in your milk, man. Like, whatever. Yeah, Barkley is.
Well, here's the deal.
He's certainly one of the top running backs in the NFL.
Yeah, no, and that's where I was going to say I was. Look, at the end of the day, we know when that dude's healthy, he's a bad, bad man, just like my guy Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The problem with Saquon is he's been a little bit injury prone, and I understand that. I get it. All right, so here's what I want to talk to you about now a little bit. Michael Jordan. The Last Dance is going on right now. We got episode 3 and 4 that'll be happening for us over the weekend. And I'm just curious your initial thoughts about the first two episodes that we got last week, where you kind of learned a little bit about the dynasty of the Chicago Bulls. But we also learned that there was some turmoil internally. Scottie Pippen, Krause, these guys, they didn't get along. And I understand it, man. At the end of the day, winning cures a lot of things. And I almost think that they stopped the winning before they probably should have. And I think that Krause had a lot to do with that. The dynamic became tiresome. They became old. People were unhappy. They were upset. Scottie Pippen wanted to be traded. I think they left some – basically what I'm saying is I think they left some titles on the table because they couldn't get it together internally with how things were going there, Mike.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's that part of it where Krause was – even back then, Dorf, like I couldn't believe when I had heard, you know, Krause comes out and goes, this is the final year for everybody, you know, on the team. I'm like, dude, you haven't lost the title. At least give them the opportunity to, if they're going to win the title, if they're going to lose it. And then, you know, like Michael said, you know, on the documentary, he's like, we should have the right to defend what is ours, you know, and if we lose it, okay, then you can, you know, maybe burn it down and rebuild and all that kind of stuff. But you don't do it prematurely. They certainly, I think, you know, Michael, you know, quote unquote retiring the first time, which really wasn't retirement. He, you know, it was kind of like a banishment for 2 years for his gambling, but you know, there's those two titles they probably would have won if he was there. There's, you know, past 97, 98, there's the titles past those years that they probably could have won. Dorf, legitimately, you could make an argument that the Bulls could have won 8 to 10 titles in a row. And we would be talking about one of the all-time great dynasties of all time. Not that they won a dynasty anyways, but when you take in those 2 years that Michael retired and then Krause prematurely ending it all, and leaving, like you said, some titles on the table, we could have been looking at some just crazy statistics, crazy championships for the person that we consider the GOAT of our era anyways, and maybe the GOAT of all time in Michael Jordan. So there was a lot in that, those first two episodes, that was interesting. But I think the thing that, for me anyways, that drove home what maybe the younger generation doesn't understand about Michael was just how insanely competitive that he was, and that he had no time for guys that weren't in it to win it, win every game, every time there was a game. And he showed no bones. He was going to go yell at guys. He was going to scream at guys. And, you know, even in his early years, he was going to go right at the guy who was considered the team leader to make his presence known. So, you know, for the first two episodes, I loved it. And I can't wait for tonight where they talk about Rodman and some more Pippen controversy in it. But it's been very well put together, to say the least.
Look, and I have a little bit of insight on how this documentary got put together, and I think it's interesting because most documentaries are told by the person that's doing the documentary, and they obviously put their own spin on it. I have some information that basically this documentary is going to be put out there the way that Michael Jordan wants it to be put out there. So I'll be interested to see. I'll be really interested to see if they go into some of the things that you mentioned earlier about the gambling. I'll be interested to see if they go into his father passing and all that stuff, because there's a lot of unknown things there where we have our own thoughts and our own opinions about what truly happened during those times. And some of us have more information than others to know exactly what did happen. So I'm interested to see how that gets portrayed throughout this documentary as well. And to your point about Michael Jordan being maybe the ultimate competitor, I want to ask you this, and I'm going to take two guys who I think are two of the fiercest competitors in the history of sports, and that's Rafael Nadal on the tennis court, and then there's Michael Jordan on the basketball court. Like, in all honesty, to me, those are the two most competitive guys that I have ever seen in any sport. And then you could make a little bit – obviously, the comparison between Kobe and Michael is there. If you watch Michael play and then you watch Kobe Bryant play, I'm sorry, but Kobe Bryant was trying to be Michael Jordan throughout his whole career. So with that being said, when you have – like we all know, man, back in the day, be like Mike. I mean, the guy was on the Wheaties box, so everybody wanted to be like yeah. Michael Jordan. But am I kind of correct in saying maybe the two fiercest competitors that we've ever seen in any sport? And you can make your arguments about Tom Brady, and I get it, the Super Bowls that he. But Rafael Nadal has come back time after time from things. Michael Jordan came back from adversity to be a fierce competitor. Am I on something when I say, or am I on to something when I say that maybe those two guys are the two fiercest competitors that we've ever seen in all of sports?
Well, you're certainly not on something, but you're on to something. Like you said, the one person that I'd probably add to the list would be Muhammad Ali. Would be one of the fiercest competitors probably that has donned, you know, his own way in the boxing world. But, you know, you can speak much better to how big of a competitor Nadal is, because you're much more of a tennis guy than I am. But certainly, I'll take your word for it on anything regarding tennis. And we both agree with MJ. I understand, you know, you can make an argument, like you said, for Tom Brady. But the one other person I would add in there would certainly be Muhammad Ali and his competitiveness to repeatedly take on Foreman and anybody else that came to get his titles back in the day.
And by the way, I'm sorry. I knew that we had some callers, and it was my mistake. I didn't go to to the phone line. So I'm sorry, Mitch in Santa Monica, John in Milwaukee, you guys, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, but quite frankly, we are talking a little bit about the Last Dance, Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, that dynasty. Mike, let me ask you, just out of curiosity, I said it earlier, I would put some of those great teams of the 80s, of the Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks even, the Philadelphia 76ers, those great Laker teams, I would put them up against the dynasty of, you know, the Kevin Durants and Steph Currys and Klay Thompsons of the those Golden State Warrior teams that were winning championships back-to-back and things like that. I personally think those teams back in the day were better than the teams today. Where are you?
No, I'm with you. I think they were better. They were much more fundamentally sound than what we have today. Now, you and I both agree that today's basketball player is much more athletic than probably what we were accustomed to, you know, when we were growing up in our teens and 20s and stuff. But at the same time, these guys, you know, those bad boys of Detroit, do you think they're really going to let Steph Curry just get off a three or go right down the lane? Do you think they're, you know, Mahorn and Lane Beer or Parrish and McHale, Rambis from the Lakers, you know, all those guys, you know, and even those the tough guys, Cartwright for the Bulls, was going to let any of these guys just kind of go right down the lane and get off any kind of shot or get open for a shot anytime they wanted to? No, they would lock them down and play real physical. Now, the thing that you have to ask is, okay, well, what rules are we going to play by? If we're playing by the 80s and 90s rules, then the teams like Golden State and Houston, you know, present day Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors, they're going to have big time issues because there's really no physical play in the NBA anymore, or at least like it was in the 80s and 90s. If you kind of let it free flow a little bit, then, you know, the teams of today can kind of use their athleticism to their advantage. But overall, I think those, like you said, the Celtic teams, the Laker teams, certainly the bad boys from Detroit, you know, are going to cause, and the Chicago are going to cause some major issues with today's players.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing to me is when I look at those teams of the 80s, and, you know, obviously I grew up in the great state of Wisconsin. I went to just about every Milwaukee Bucks basketball game that I can remember from the time that I was able to walk until I left to be on my way in college. And I mean, dude, these guys were two-way players, every one of them. They all could score 20 points a game. They all could defend anybody on the floor. And like you're saying, hard fouls were a norm. You didn't see people just cruising down the lane and showboating and having these crazy dunks. That dude got knocked on their tail, man. I'm sorry, but think about how many times Jordan hit the ground and then he got back up. Think about all that stuff. These guys were so much tougher back in the day. I think that to me, that the toughness is what's been kind of lost in the game today, is you have all these guys who are so soft. You have all these guys that, you know, they want to just shoot three-pointers all day long. Back in the day, man, it was about earning the bucket, and you did it differently, man. You started inside, and then you pushed the ball to the outside. Now it's like you just throw the ball around the horn, and whoever's open takes a shot. It's not the same game. I'm sorry. It's completely different. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour like we always do with our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with us today. Appreciate you hanging out with us. As we always are live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we come back to you in the wee hours of the night. Got to thank our guest, Phil Gracio, former lead executive of marketing and sales for the NFL and vice president of General Motors in charge of their sports marketing and advertising, gave us a little bit of his perspective on the NFL draft, the dynamics, and kind of just maybe what we should look forward to here in the future for the NFL, how they're going to roll out their season. But Mike, as always at this time, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
My parting shot goes out to all those players the last 3 days that were drafted into the NFL, and even those players that signed undrafted free agent contracts. You're starting to live your dream. You're doing, you know, the thing that you've wanted to do since you're a little kid, and getting drafted or signing that undrafted free agent contract. Hey, big ups to you, and just continue to work hard and everything will come your way.
Yeah. I do feel a little bit sorry. It's unfortunate for those young men who had just a life-changing moment for them and their families, which takes place in the NFL draft, a little different than we're used to seeing how it all gets rolled out. But again, I give them credit for just being in that position, man. It is what it is, and you were special enough to be selected, a little different than you normally would. All right, my parting shot is this. Look, man. At the end of the day, like you've said so many times,
We don't determine when we go back to normal life. The virus will. So everybody take a chill pill, relax, and just enjoy the time with your family right now. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side, for Phil Grassi, our guest, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.